So there's a new British study on bullying out, and it kind of flies in the face of what we thought we knew. Recently, you have to say the big problem we've been facing is cyberbullying. But this UK survey, which polled more than 120,000 British teens, reveals that's far less common than the good old-fashioned schoolyard punch-up and name-calling, face-to-face, no devices. So I'm joined by John Parsons. He works with New Zealand schools and police as an expert internet safety and risk assessment consultant. He's been honoured by Rotary International for his work in child protection online and in the community. So you make a job out of this, John, but at the same time, it's the good old-fashioned punch-up that we should be worried about. Are we putting our eggs in the wrong basket?
I had a quick look at this report. It was sent to me last night. And what I would say is that it depends on the parameters that they put around it. For instance, you can do research on bullying, and you can look at bullying offline, or you can look at bullying online, and that's obviously the first start. But there's another complexity to that. Is this report talking about text messaging through mobile phones, or is it talking about on the internet because they are different modes of communicating, or does it in fact include mobile phones and the internet? Those are some of the questions that we'd need to be really asking before I could comment on this.
Okay, but your experience in the field, you are recognised, you have been awarded, and it's true to say that cyberbullying has hogged all the headlines, but is it still true to say that at the end of the day, name-calling, face-to-face stuff, punch-ups, slapping, that sort of stuff, that is still the bullying we really need to combat?
I think we need to combat both. What I'll say to you is this, that when I get a call from a parent that's got a concern about their child that's been bullied online, for instance, when we look at it, if it's a serious situation, when we sit down with the child and the family and we look further, we see that, yes, the child has met the conditions for being bullied online. It's deliberate over time. It's repeated. But then when we look further, we see that the child has also been bullied offline, perhaps on the way to school or on the bus or something like this. So in my work, what I would add to this conversation is that I do work with victims of cyberbullying, but in many cases, there is also an element of offline bullying. So I think there's a complexity here that we need to really discover as well. Certainly, offline bullying in the playground is the traditional form, where you've got the person that tends to be older and bigger and maybe a year older, you know, in the 70s and the 80s. It happened in the playground or on the way to school, which we could see and understand. And then you've got the online bullying, which can be covert, where we're unable to where we can't see it and get to it. My role really is to look at the whole child's life and work out where to from there.
So those public messages, and remember, these guys from the Oxford Internet Institute, and they've also published this in Lancet, so this will be very well reported and very well listened to. They
say
that their findings stood in stark contrast to media reports and the popular perceptions that young people are now more likely to be victims of cyberbullying than traditional forms. Should we be changing the messages that we're putting out in public, which seem to concentrate on cyberbullying at the moment?
I would add to that, I'm encouraged by that, even that statement. I do think that we focus too much on the word cyberbullying. I think we've built a massive industry unintentionally out of that word. And my concern is that we do focus too much in that one area. So I see some value in having a conversation about that, absolutely.
Very good, and I thank you very much. And that is John Parsons, who is working with the New Zealand Schools and Police as an expert internet safety and risk assessment consultant.